Chapter 7. Seasons Change. Winter arrives on the island. It's windy, and it rains constantly.
"We can't stay in the treehouse anymore," Mrs. Robinson says. "It's very cold and wet up here."
"Let's move into the barn with the animals,"
suggests Mr. Robinson.
"It's very small, but at least we'll be dry. We can take the pig outside and then there will be sufficient space."
The pig is happy to live outside. She loves the rain and mud. But the barn is uncomfortable for the family. They try to be positive in this difficult situation. Time passes slowly. Every day, they must find and prepare food. Mr. Robinson tells stories, and his wife makes clothes. The boys are growing and need new clothes. The boys read books and teach Francis to read and write. Finally, the rain stops and the family go out again. But where is the pig? They can't see her anywhere.
"Don't worry,"
says Jack.
"I'll find her."
Jack walks around the island for hours. Suddenly, he sees their pig and runs to her. He doesn't see the mud swamp. Jack sinks in the mud and can't get out. The pig sees he's in danger and she approaches.
"Help!"
There's a rope around the pig's neck. Jack tries and tries to get the rope. Finally, he succeeds and the pig pulls him to a safe place. It's late in the barn and the boys are reading, but their mother can't read. She's worried. Where is Jack? Then a strange muddy figure approaches. He's brown from head to toe. It's Jack.
"I was stuck in the mud,"
he explains.
"Come with me. I've got something to show you."
The family follows muddy Jack. After 20 minutes, Ernest says,
"Hey, there's our pig. But what is she doing?"
"Come and see,"
Jack says. They approach and see 10 little piglets next to their pig.
"They're very sweet,"
says Francis.
"Who's their father?"
"Maybe there are wild boars on the island,"
says Mrs. Robinson.
"This is a surprise. Now we need a bigger barn for the animals and a new home for us."